Well, in this meeting. Especially because we will be giving adoption of two oversight reports and also a report where we engaged with children in our various constituencies. I will now open this meeting and then ask for apologies if we have any.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, ma'am. We've received three apologies from Honorable Moret Chetel and DM. They'll be arriving late to the meeting. And also Honorable Fanda Mema. She's attending the other meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Nelly. Honorable members, can we then turn attend to the first oversight report, which is a draft report on the oversight visit to the Mitchell's Plain Magistrate Court and Police Station to assess services to victims of domestic violence. It said dated here, but we don't have the date. Today's date, okay? And if I look at the report, honorable members, most of the members here, some were not part of, were not members at the time. As you can see, that the leader of the delegation at the time was Ms. Barbara Thompson. And I think the only members who were members of that committee was myself and Member Seke. Were you also part of the delegation? But I mean, for were you also part of the delegation to the oversight visit? Yeah, Michelle's place. You were not. So, Member Seke, where are you? Were you also there? Okay. Then corrections will be made. And was there any other member who was present in that delegation who is not reflected on the report? Okay. Any correction, members who were present on page 2? To Comrade Pell Maduna, you are going to assist us, yourself and Member Seke. Page 2, any correction? Page 3, page 4, page 5, no corrections. Can we then come back to the report? Is this the true reflection of our report, members? Members, I guess.
I move for the adoption of this report.
Second.
The report, draft report of the Portfolio Committee on oversight visit held in Limpopo Province from the 4th to the 6th of August 2010. Members, can we look also check the delegation and see whether you were present and you are not, your name is not there. Members who were present there was again Member Peterson Madonna, Member Seke, Member Ramodibe, and Member Dichitelo. Any correction on page 1? Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Members, are these two reflections or four? Member, 30 seconds. I hear Member Lamola asking silently, although was not saying, but she's asking a very important question, saying, why are these reports only being adopted now? The Secretary can respond to that, or the Conference Advisor? There's no reason, and the reports were long circulated to members, but they were never brought to the committee for adoption. That's the response, Member Lamula.
Thank you.
And if you look at these reports, they're so important because they actually are addressing issues that are currently in the domain, especially about the training of the police, who are not adequately dealing with cases, of violence. We hope that the incoming committee will be able to address this issue. Can we then look at the report, the draft report on engaging with children in constituencies. Were we able to go through the report, honourable members?
Yes.
Okay. Can we then start with page 1? Any correction on page 1? Page 2.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. Can we then rectify the bullet number 2, constituencies visited Mpumalanga East? The venue that we used, it's called Seriti, but we can then remove it and leave it as Marapiani. Moretele, because Marapiani is, or we can call it Moretele constituent.
just delete that Serengeti. It was just, it's Serengeti, but it was just a venue. The constituency is Moretele.
Bullet on page one, bullet number one, down there, violence abuse. I don't know whether we captured the violence correctly. It's generalized here. Which violence do you have in mind? Violence against children, violence anywhere. Which violence?
I think the issue depended on the constituency. In some instances, children spoke about violence between children. In other instances, it was gang violence. In other instances, it was gender-based violence. So just violence that they experienced within the communities in which they lived. So that's why we kept it as broad as violence.
Page one, at Gauteng, Gauteng, Venetia, Soretri, a Pirus Bay Care Center. I see it's Pirus Bay, I don't know what this is, but it's Pirus Bay Care Center. Thank you.
Is a good year to spell. Care is also spelled wrong.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to know, you know, this is a very detailed report of what is happening to children and it cuts across Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Free State and Eastern Cape. This committee now, I don't know if we need to, we are going to submit the report, and I see it concludes with starting a road to success, children as agents of change. But what I'm worried about, we do all these oversights, we do reports, and very detailed reports, excellent reports.
But you know, as I work through this, I realize that we have burning issues, and you can see how I've marked mine. Burning issues on children's issues in this report. What will be done? Is there any time frame set for the fifth parliament to at least follow up on these issues, so that when it comes to 16 days of activism, we will at least have made a difference, even if it's only in one province? Or will this now just be accepted? We did what we had to do in the committee. No follow-up, no monitoring, no assessing what the outcomes on these issues are. And it is very worrying to me, because here we have, we did this ourselves as a committee, and we have now pinpointed and identified the burning issues. What are we as a committee going to do on this, these issues? Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lamula. I think between Lorenzo and myself, when we went through this, we captured all the recommendations made by the children. But I think the importance of this morning's meeting is to get guidance from the committee. What did the committee recommend should be taken up? Drug abuse was an issue that came up in all the provinces. Challenges around the child support grant and better monitoring came up in all the provinces. Issues of orphans came up and challenges faced all the provinces. Teenage pregnancy, all the provinces. So those are things which each group of children spoke about. The other issue which also emerged was that all members found that the meeting with children was really valuable. We should have done more of this throughout the 5-year period. And given our time frame, how could we factor that in? So I think it would be important for us to gain guidance from members. What would you like us to report on in terms of recommendations and issues for follow-up? Knowing that when we had engaged with children, all members found it important, and that maybe we should look at, this should be part of the committee's program for the fifth parliament, that as we engage with children, we should also make time to engage with women, also make to engage with persons with disabilities. But if you can get guidance as to what specifically in terms of recommendations would you like us to put in for follow-up, is it recommendations to other departments, to other committees, as a matter of concern, or to our own department? Thank you.
You know, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking again that perhaps this should have been done before we submit the legacy report, because I'm not sure how we are going to actually prevent this. How? Because we are now at the end, and I think the legacy that we, this is part of the legacy that we wanted to leave, you know, in Parliament. For instance, if you can remember, when we started on this process of engaging with children, we also said that we will end up by identifying some few children from various constituency offices who are going to be invited to Parliament, you know, as a children's parliament, assisted by UNICEF. So I'm not sure if this is not going to be part of the legacy report, how we are going to make impact, you know, in terms of follow-ups on this report.
This is specifically noted under the oversight section in the legacy report. And what we were going to include is the bits around the recommendations, so whatever emerges from the recommendations members suggested today, and then the date of adoption. So it's definitely already in the legacy report. We just need to get from members what your recommendations are, so what specifically would you want followed up, and where should this be followed up and with who?
You know, as I worked through the report, I realized that the Department of Justice or Police needs to be incorporated. Education, Department of Education, and truly the role of schools is an extremely important one. Extremely important.
And then social development. Social development needs to be here. And I refer to extramural activities, monitoring of grants, SASA, foster care, that's the Department of Justice, dealing with violence is police, and visible policing, and then religious institutions should really be drawn into the picture. And it all starts, if I'm correct, it all starts with my research that I did, the role of parents. You know, some parents, especially nowadays, think that if my child goes to school, school needs to educate, school needs to instill qualities, and it does not work like that. Parents, the time has come for parents to take control of their children. That is where we need to start. We need to start right at the beginning and come back to the basics. Parents need to take control of their children. You know, the shootings that happened in Cape Town, why do you send a 12-year-old or a 10-year-old to a shop at night time? Why don't you see during the course of the day that you have what you need? And if you cannot afford it during the course of the day, go there yourself, but don't send your child there. So parents need to take control of their children. Fathers need to take control of their children as well as mothers. And they need to take control of their families. They, again, need to be placed at the head of the family, not to dominate that family and to enlarge the patriarchal type of society, but to be a real father, a head of the house, caring father, loving father in that house. And then extramural activities is a huge challenge for rural areas, truly. I know how many times I have to take apart my bucky and go pick up tires, paint the tires, just to have something for the children to play around with. And we do have finances if we really get away from this corruption story that's a plight of corruption in our country. So extramural activities is of huge importance. In some of the areas where I work, we join forces with the police, and they even come in during short breaks, short holidays, like the end of March. They will be having workshops again, play centres, opening up play centres, have the libraries, portable libraries moved. So we need to really make use of our line departments. Alone, this department cannot make it. But all incorporate all the line departments to come to the party and to help wherever they can. Thank you. Yes, thank you, Chair.
I couldn't agree more. And I think, especially with regards to police training, the training of police, you know, it's a really good question. Because the manner in which they deal with violence, generally, it leaves much to be desired. We hear of workshop and what, but we are really concerned about the training of the police as to whether they do understand what they should be doing. So I think that should also be emphasized. And parents, it's true, I agree. You know, parents have a vital role to play because this is a family where, you know, it starts with the family. Parents, they live, you know, they pass their responsibility to other stakeholders, be it education, be it parents are very important. So I think I really agree with it. And I think you have actually covered
this is what most
of the answers.
If I may add, rehabilitation centers, that's a huge, huge shortage in, I think, all provinces. And you know, it is a costly issue for any family. Many parents want to send their children to rehabilitation centers, but the costs involved are really too huge for them. So social development really needs to come in there with the Department of, what is it, Justice? Huh? Health is also there. Health also needs to come to the party. Health, social development, and justice. They really need to buy into rehabilitation centers. And I think this committee must now set themselves targets where they want to be in the next 5 years. Where they really want to be in the next 5 years. What they want to see materialize out of the work that they did here. And I don't know, I don't want to be the only speaker. Let's hear from the other members. But we need to set targets too. And especially on the rehabilitation, too. Mm. Especially on the rehabilitation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Chipson, thank you very much. I think this engagement, it was an educative engagement to all of us as members, because normally we didn't have enough time to engage children in most of our constituencies, but to us we had benefited actually. Because issues that were raised there, they were very substantive. But I must say that because these children are within our own constituencies, our areas of work, we must then have a follow-up meetings with them or a follow-up engagement with them. And on issues that were raised, we must also engage other line departments, as Honorable Lamola is saying, like the issue of violence and so forth. We must then engage all these departments to come and teach, to come and share their work with these children. I think it will be better in that way, as members deployed in those constituency areas. And what was the other thing? Like for instance, in my constituency, we do have these recreational facilities that were built by municipalities. But unfortunately, the children sharply they raised it that these recreational facilities were turned into drug places. You know, at night you'll find out that girls and boys are just chilling there. You know, they call it lovers' park as we're speaking, because you will find at night, in the middle of the night, kids are there with their own boyfriends and girlfriends. You see, so it is our responsibility as members to educate them, to make follow ups with them, just to teach them that this is not the role of government only. All of us, including them, we must take care of our own facilities, our own as children, must take care of our own facilities in our government. It's not the responsibility of the government only. So that's my input, Chair.
Chair, if I can add on to what the members said, if I can just come in there. Yes, these things do happen. And it will end up in being lovers park. And that is why we need to draw in the parents, and we need, and the departments need to at least place a security guard so that they can monitor. If it's not security guard, somebody to monitor the situation. You can't leave these teenagers in a world, in a changing world as we have today, all on their own or all by themselves. There ought to be a proper planning for these centers, recreational facilities, so that they know that between 5 and 6, this is what we're going to do there. And there will be at least somebody supervising the whole situation. I know it is, and it is not that costly to do it. Between 6 and 7, by 9 you ought to be picked up by your parents, or you need to be taken home so that at least you're out of the tent and the tent is locked up. Unless it is elderly people that needs to work on computers or whatever. Because we have these smart centers, like in Allenvale, we have an excellent center. We have so many different groups that want to come and present, want to come and help the children. But believe me, the fees that they need to pay, the cost involved for those people wanting to render free services are so high they cannot afford. So it's a white elephant, this building standing there, having these very highly qualified people that know how to solve problems concerning children and teenagers,
but they cannot afford to pay the fees that are involved for them to just use the center. So why build a center in a community, in a poor community, if fees are so high to get access to the building or to the facilities in the area? And that's a very important issue that this party needs to see to. If we have the Tutusela centers, or if we have the community centers, or if whatever we have in the areas, it must be of good use to the communities. Otherwise, it's no use having these centers, and spending billions in having building these things. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I think I'm covered with the other things, but I think most importantly, special schools to be visited more often. Because really, there you go there, my son used to attend school in the Nashia there. They never used to see government people in the school, and the way black children are treated in that school, it's horrible. They are being segregated, because actually it's an Indian school, that one. But with the Africans which are there, it's terrible. The kind of food they give there is old food, which they maybe if you had a party in your house, those remaining food they bring to the school, and that's horrible. And special schools which are not enough in the country, that's another problem too. I think I'm okay, Chair.
Thank you,
Chair.
I just want to second Honorable Sekin about the follow-up of this meeting with the children, because you've learned so much from the children. Because if she talks about the follow-up, I just want to say to Lorenzo, we had a meeting with the kids last time. One of the charges was from jail because of taking drugs. But because I promise he was there, I promise that I want to make sure that he go back to school. But he's back on drugs again, you know. It's so sad, you know. Like kids in the daycare. Other kids, their parents are taken to one of the house to show you the parents of the kids who attend the daycare. Because he's gambling the grant money. She can't pay the card to take the children to the daycare, you know. Really, there's a need. I don't know what can we do. There's a need of follow-up to this thing in our constituency. We must make sure that we have this meeting. It was very, very good meeting with the kids. We've learned so much. Thank you, Jefferson.
Thank you, Chairperson, and Chair, my apology for, I think I sent the message. Coming to the special schooling, I think a consideration is to be taken for special schools in the rural area. There's a special school in the area called Khanyela, where disabled kids are taken there by their parents with a hope that it's a full-fledged school with staff, but they've got nothing they can do for the kids. And even the parents, you know, they are in the poorest area. They take the kids there for the whole day, hoping that they might get something to eat, and there's nothing in the school. The kids are not looked after. The parents are leaving the kids there, and those who are taking care of this special school doesn't know where to go to. And the number of these kids, you know, when you go there, even if you can donate something, it's only going to last for a few days. And you are appealing to the business people, and if the government can please or just try and check on these disabled or special schools for kids, because in the rural area it's a pathetic case. there are a lot, even in the northern Cape, like where I come from, Nkuruma, there's a school called Laranel. You even come to an extent of, we find that yourself, I'll donate the Bure work for 400 rands every month. And they say something, but it's nothing. It's nothing to come, you know, even their uniform, you know, it's a pathetic thing. We keep on saying we are looking after our disabled people. Unfortunately, the teachers, they even say we make an appeal. Officials do come here and they say we are going to make a follow-up and there's nothing doing. So I think these are some of the things that can, please, the next term, we have to look into as our portfolio committee. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chairperson. Sorry that I came late. Just to say, I might need to leave early as well. We've got social development. We need to adopt reports as well. Chairperson, I think it's very important that, with all that has been said here today, that we attach some annexures or something to whatever that is submitted. I don't think submitting. The fact that we submitted already, you know, it's a cast of stone to say we cannot add on to say, you know, we've got annexures and all that. I think it's allowed if you can find out or something, because it is very important. We're talking about children. I mean, they are the future of this country, and if we cannot take care of them. And anyway, it's work done. It's work that we've done. It must be reflected somewhere, you know.
Chair, thank you. I think what you should also say is that this cut across nature of our committee with other departments should be said that you must also prioritize which department you think our interaction should be foremost. I mean, I'm just thinking of this school that Mama has spoken about. I mean, my understanding is that this school feeding school, the school, or school feeding scheme or nutrition program. Now, if it can apply to primary schools for children with able bodies, is it not even more needed with the disability? I can't understand why it doesn't work. You know, the Minister of Finance spoke very strongly about it, how many billions they spend on it. And I think we should ask the committee that comes after us to prioritize this with education department and also with social development. Emora, now that you went to social development, just take a message then for us about what subsidies, besides the grant that parents get for the disabled, but don't they subsidize every disabled school as a disabled school in its own right? Because all schools get subsidies for paying teachers, for repairs, but don't we get the subsidy, especially for disabled schools? If we don't, I think we really need to ask the incoming committee to really push this and make sure that there's a special subsidy for disabled. But about food, really, I don't think in South Africa, with all these riches, we should have a situation where institutionalized social structures like the school can get food and children are hungry. So that one must be our number one priority. And probably it doesn't just apply where Mama went. It applies to many other children's schools. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Chair. I think I agree. I agree. And I've got another request for this committee. There is a means test, there is still a means test on disabled children. I know the ceiling has been lifted, I think, to 10 or 12,000 now for income of parents. The income of parents should never be the yardstick by which disability is measured. According to that, you either qualify or disqualify. And I had two cases like that in during the course of the week on Monday, where the income of the wife is the yardstick by which a disability grant is measured. It should not be like that. For no child should be, that the yardstick should be for no means be used to either qualify or disqualify a child for disability. You know, being disabled is a huge, huge issue. And I don't think we really understand the complexity of it. I was told that the person in a wheelchair, and I was told this by the people themselves, either need to use a catheter or kidneys. And those are already expensive items. Then the food that they take in, because, you know, the system does not work like ours. Then doctor expenses, then needs in the house, whatever. It is a very expensive thing to be disabled. And they should really not, the means test. This committee, I've asked for that. I put a motion last year, I remember, to have the means test removed where disabled people are concerned. I don't think anything happened to it. I know they must do an audit on that to see if it is feasible, if government can afford. Budgets have been passed, but we need to work on that one. That's number one. Number two, alone this, no department will be able to work outside of their budget, or there is just no funds. The budget has been set for departments, and it is going to be a challenging situation for any department to give more. They will have to do it over a period of time, 3 to 5 years. If you do it correctly, you'll be able to see results within your first 3 years. If you do not reach targets, you can go on to your fourth and fifth year. But you need public participation or private participation. In other words, businesses need to be involved. Alone, they will not be able to. The Honourable Member just spoke on, yes, they get 300 and 400 rands worth of sausage. It will never last. You need to have, and as I've worked it out, you need to have somebody giving you bread, somebody at least helping with milk, somebody helping with electricity, somebody helping with veggies, somebody helping with whatever. You need to get more sponsors or donors, and donors themselves in the recent climate is struggling to pull things together. And then, it is very true what the Honourable Member said, because I will be going out to Port Knowledge next week to NGOs that are really, really battling. The province is not paying them, did not pay them for so many months. The one lady there is a widow, and she is now trying to just keep the NGO ongoing and alive. So funding for NGOs, which are really implementing, as we always say, 60% of legislation of this government really needs to be seen. Funding or subsidizing of NGOs is of pivotal importance to keep, especially the people outside using the NGOs, going.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And then what I wanted to say, we now need to come to clear guidelines that we need to follow. We need to draw up guidelines.
Thank you, Honourable Members. I think that has been taken note of, and as one member also suggested that an appendix can be made to the report that has been compiled. And I think one other, because what members have been saying is actually emphasizing, you know, the recommendations, most of them, that were made by these children. And it shows how important it is. But I also want to add the transport for people with disabilities.
Yeah.
It's appalling.
very, very much upon you. You know, you really feel for them sometimes when you pass on the road. They waiting there. Taxis won't take them because they're wasting their time. So I think transport is very important. And I don't think transport is the responsibility of social development.
Transport,
you know, department itself that should take care of this. And I think we need also to emphasize this.
Sorry, I forgot about that one. If I can add on to that one. Subsidizing disabled people with transport is concerned. Because if they get into a taxi, that is why taxis do passing. They need to pay for themselves, they need to pay for their vehicle, and they need to pay for the person who's driving. So it's three fees that they need to pay, to and fro, and that becomes too expensive. So we need to push for a subsidized transport fee for disabled persons.
Yes.
Thank you, Chairperson. And thank you, members, as well, for these valuable recommendations. I just wanted to lay a lot of the issues that members are speaking about also for, and I'm sure we had this conversation, falls within the provincial competencies of many provinces. Rehab centers, health and social development, they all deliver the services needed. There are certain things which are national, like SASA and the grants that fall to the national department. I just wanted to perhaps raise like a sort of conversation around linking the work, if you're doing follow-up work with children, to that of involving provincial legislatures and provincial departments who are supposed to deliver certain services to children. And I think that would, after members, that could be a good way to actually making sure that real change actually happens within provinces and that provinces actually address certain issues around burning issues to children. So I just thought I'd raise that as well. So, Chairperson, don't mind. Thank you.
The Chairperson, I agree. I forgot to say that. It is to a large extent a provincial issue. In Cape Town, we have a dialer ride to help disabled people and even some old people, taking them to a throat clinic. Disabled scholars and students and learners taking them that cannot get onto to ordinary transport. They use the dialer line or they use the disabled family. Even in Worcester we have this. So I think that is what provinces need to work on. And thing is, really, if they get business into their provinces, industry, then at least they can buy that industry. So we allow them some into our province, but can you subsidize or can you donate? You know? We have to go that way.
Thank you once more, honourable members, and I hope that we have been able to capture all that. And please do send it to members. Even after appending it to the report. So can with those additions, can we then move?
I move for adoption of amendment.
Member Lamola second. Thank you very much. And well done on the report. I think, you know what, for us to make impact on this, working together of committees whereby, the sister committees have to implement it. I think in each and every report we must state it. Because of the transversal issues, there's a need for department, for committees to work together. Thank you, can we then get to the last item? The last item on the minutes of the portfolio committee of the 6th of March. Page 1. Page 2.
Chairperson, I have a question on page 2, bullet five.
Page 2.
Yeah, bullet five. May I ask one question?
Yeah.
Actually, on 5, on 2 and 3. You know, when the Mamaksa report came up, I think we requested the minister to tell us how far things are with the Fluxman report, what happened to the Fluxman report, those were implicated by the Fluxman report. But I'm honest when I say I cannot agree with this, with what the minister came to present to us, and then the minister still said that this is what was on your agenda and this is what I came to do. So perhaps we did not word the request correctly for the minister to come and discuss the Fluxman report with us. I don't know, but that is what I expected. And then if I can just complete what I want to say on page 3, where they say the members of the committee from the Democratic Alliance distanced themselves from the Fluxman report and any financial implications related to it. We distanced ourselves from the financial implications of this report. That is what we say. Not from the report, because this report will have to be discussed again in the subject. But the financial implications relating to this report, that is where we distance ourselves. And I think we gave our reasons the last time why we didn't. Thank you, Chair.
Any other? Let's have a So this is the only matter raised on point 5. On page 2, the minister indicated that she wrote a letter to the chairperson, and I think this was a response to the question that was raised by Member Fana Merve on the response by the Public Service Commission. Yeah. And then the minister also responded to say that the report she submitted to the Public Service Commission, where she was advised that the Premier Mpumalanga would deal with the matter related to the former Director General now located in the Premier's office of Mpumalanga. So those were the responses, and I think we're very keen to hear of the outcome of the submission by the Minister to the Public Service Commission. And these are the responses that we received.
And then to rectify what I said on the DA, that we distance ourselves from the financial...
No, that has been noted. Honourable members, for adoption, Member Senge, any seconder? Member Paul said second. Thank you very much. Honourable members.
Can I just ask a question, please? Because this is going to be our last
meeting,
isn't it?
It's going to be our last meeting. The request that we've asked the minister, the request that we've put to the minister on the regulatory impact assessment report, it's now the third week. Still did not receive it. Provincial workshops report. If these, and she told me that they do have these reports, which I really want to believe. Why can these reports not be handed to us? Why does it take such a lot of time? Only to give us, they can only give us one. They only need to send one copy, and we can make our own copies of it. Why is it taking so long?
Do I need to go to the National Parliament to speak on this one again?
This will again be a follow-up was made to those requests, Honorable Lamula. You remember last week in the meeting, I remember that you, in the minutes, it was reflected, and I know you also approached the minister directly to request for those, which he agreed, and a follow-up was also sent to them, reminding them on submitting these.
Chairperson? Can you see why I say we need to put clear time frames to whatever request goes out from this committee? This department is not being taken serious. We as members need to feel offended for this department not adhering to what we ask. Truly, if this is the way we're going to do it for the women, children, and persons with disabilities, then we will never succeed. You will never ever succeed. Because this department does just what the way they want to do things, that is how they do it. How can you have reports and not be able, you want to tell me, there's no one in that department that can just forward those reports?
Thank you. No, I totally agree that if the report is there, it was just to pass it over to us. But I think it will also, it's also noted in our legacy report, isn't it? That reports were not received on agreed time, and also that we still have these outstanding that we have made to the department.
Honourable members, with minutes being moved and adopted, let me take this opportunity. Honourable member,
can you protect me, Chair? Can you protect me?
Chair, I'm sorry, maybe I wasn't in. The Limpopo trust report, correction. I'm not an African Christian Democratic Party member. I'm a UCDP, United Christian Democratic Party. UCDP.
Thank you.